This is 89.1 KMUW. Up now, KMUW's Fletcher Powell says a recently announced movie release is welcome news from a part of the world that's sadly underexposed.
A few days ago, the Criterion Collection announced they'd be releasing a movie called Mondabi by one of the true deities of world cinema, the late Senegalese director Ousmane Sembène. This is significant for a number of reasons. Partly because Sembène is so influential, he's been called the father of African cinema, being credited with kickstarting the cinema of an entire continent, not just his own country. Partly because Mondabi was the first movie made in Sembène's native language of Wolof, and partly because movies from African countries seem to be really, really hard to get a hold of. I've only seen a handful of Sembène's films, even though I've put forth what I would say is a pretty decent effort to find them. Only one of his features is readily available, his 1966 debut film Black Girl. I've seen a few more from him and other African luminaries by having a little bit of success through interlibrary loan, and also through an internet database with YouTube links to poor quality versions of films, but I have to move kind of quickly before they're taken down. All of this is terribly disappointing because we're missing a lot from a continent of filmmaking that is vibrant, creative, and from what I've seen produces the most lethal social and political criticism in the world, particularly in my extremely limited experience by filmmakers from Senegal. Sembène's Mondabi will be out in February, but right now you can at least watch Black Girl on disc through HBO or through the Criterion Channel, and after it's blindsided you, you'll know you've seen one of the great films of all time. Also just as accessible is one from Sembène's contemporary, Djibril Diop Mambéty, with his landmark 1973 film Tuki Buki. It is not smooth sailing pursuing African films, but if you're willing to take it on, the rewards are massive. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.